Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to talk about preparing for the weather.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker from Windermere Real Estate. We've been talking a little bit about the weather before we turn the microphones on and realizing that cumulatively, this rain, this moisture level for this period of time could have a very significant impact on your investment.
Well, it's a situation that nature is nature, and there's no way that you're going to control it, but there would be ways that you can control what it does to your property. As an example, if your gutters and downspouts are full and you start getting moisture backing up, it could back up into a situation that would cause interior wall damage, and that moisture becomes a serious problem because it doesn't dry out very well, and moisture plus heat plus food source, which is any cellulose, wood, etc., causes potentially mold.
So what you want to do is take the time to go around your property today. It is urgent because if you don't take a look at it when it's small scale, it becomes big scale exponentially. What I would suggest you look for also is the downspouts going away from your property. It'd be ideal to have them go 3 feet away from the foundation when they land the water that's coming and accumulating through the property.
It would also be nice that where that downspout is 3 feet out, that it does in fact continue to drain away from the foundation, not back toward the foundation. So now's an excellent time to take a look at what you have and how well suited is the improvements that you have for handling the weather. Don't get penalized by excessive dry rot or mold or whatever would be caused. Moisture damage inside of a roof can cause a ceiling to collapse, and that's a very, very expensive cure. And of course, if you don't cure it, you got a serious problem beyond that.
It may be time for you to open up that access to your crawl space and just smell for moisture, and obviously look for moisture from, I'm not saying you have to crawl in, I'm not going to, but if you feel like you need someone to do that because there's a high moisture read from just seeing and hearing and smelling, then take a look at it now and let's discover it today.
Exactly. This would be a great time also to get a hold of an expert like Doug Palmer or those that do types of inspections. Have them take a look at what you have. Cure the problem before it occurs.
I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.